Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Good evening from the KUOW Newsroom. This is Seattle Now. I'm Paige Browning. Here are today's top stories. It's Tuesday, April 30th. We have some news today. We, as in KUOW. The radio station announced today that it will lay off 8 members of its staff and cancel its award-winning Radioactive Youth Radio program. The positions span roles in Radioactive and on the business side of the station. General Manager Karen Mathis says this is the first time KUOW has laid off staff because of financial concerns. She says revenue was flat, but costs have been rising. The station reduced spending this fiscal year by $1 million, but needed to find an additional $1 million to cut, which ultimately came from staffing positions. 2 of the laid-off workers are represented by the union, SAG-AFTRA. Union steward Claire McGrain, who you know as a producer of this podcast, says stewards are extremely disappointed and that management, quote, rebuffed union requests for meetings. Radioactive was a champion for youth voices in media for 20 years. You can read more on our website, KUOW.org. You have thoughts you want to share with Mayor Bruce Harrell about gun violence? Tonight, you get a chance to share them face-to-face. He's having an event in the Central District. Here's Casey Martin with the backstory.
This is the second recent meeting that Seattle's mayor has hosted to hear from parents and neighbors directly on public safety. It's being held at Garfield High School in the Central District. Last week, police say 2 people were shooting at each other from cars near the school. And last month, a student was wounded by a drive-by shooting while waiting for the bus. Concerned parents and students can meet the mayor, plus members of the police and transit agencies. The mayor says he'll be releasing a new safety plan soon. It includes hiring more police officers to respond to 911 calls, new ways to reduce shootings, and an emphasis on public health to stop overdoses and drug violence. Another community meeting is next Tuesday in the Rainier Beach neighborhood. Casey Martin, KUOW News.
The man who escaped from a Washington prison last week is back in custody today. He made it to Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood, where officers arrested him without incident Monday night. The Department of Corrections says Patrick Lester Clay was serving a sentence for burglary and other offenses at the Monroe Correctional Complex in a minimum security unit. Corrections officials say Clay will be placed in restrictive housing and his case will be referred to local prosecutors. Staff abuse in schools is the focus of our next story. Reporter Ann Dornfeld has been tracking issues in Seattle public schools, and she found sexual abuse allegations against 2 former athletic coaches at Garfield High School highlight inconsistencies in the state laws meant to protect children. Here's Ann's report.
When teachers are found to have abused kids, the state can suspend or revoke their certificates to prevent it from happening again. Staff without certificates, like many coaches, do not have the same state oversight. Some states require coaches to hold certificates and make all school staff mandatory reporters of suspected child abuse. But in Washington, only some school staff are required to report suspected child abuse to law enforcement. Other school staff, like uncertificated coaches, teaching assistants, and janitors, are not typically mandatory reporters under Washington state law. Attorneys who work with school districts say best practice is to make all school employees mandatory reporters to law enforcement. That can prevent confusion about who is required to report suspected abuse and to whom. Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
A quick police union update. Rank-and-file Seattle police officers have voted to approve the tentative contract that their union and the city landed on earlier this year. It would boost wages by 23% and include retroactive raises, according to the Seattle Times. The Seattle Police Officers Guild and the city negotiators have agreed. Now it just needs a sign-off by the city council and mayor. It includes some provisions that accountability advocates had been pressing for, like strengthening the police chief's ability to discipline officers. Oil tanker traffic will increase dramatically next month in the Salish Sea. Sailings could jump from 5 a month to 1 a day. That's due to the imminent completion of a Canadian pipeline expansion project. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has been following this story.
This pipeline was tripled, actually, in capacity to bring crude oil from northern Alberta to Burnaby, the suburb right next to Vancouver. It'll be loaded there at an existing terminal that's been tripled in capacity onto ships that then sail out into the Strait of Georgia. They have to thread between the Canadian Gulf Islands and the Washington San Juan Islands through Boundary Pass and then down Harrow Strait. They'll take a turn to the west at Victoria and head out the Strait of Juan de Fuca.
The ships will sail to refineries in California and Asia. Washington environmentalists warn of an increased chance of spills and underwater noise pollution. The pipeline company, Trans Mountain, says it has doubled its spill prevention and response efforts. With summer around the corner, so is the potential for extreme heat. Researchers say some Northwest forests are still recovering from the heat dome of 2021. It shattered temperature records day and night. Oregon State University researcher Chris Still studies a forest near Vancouver, Washington. He says the extreme heat took a big toll on trees there, even at night.
So it was kind of like a blow dryer was pointed at the forest ecosystem, and it sucked a huge amount of water out of that forest. This is extremely uncommon. It's very, very unusual to see water loss at night from a forest.
Many seedlings died, but even trees that survived were often left more susceptible to future heat waves. A new study from Canadian researchers finds that heat waves aren't coming more frequently, but climate change is making them more damaging when they do hit. The 2021 heat dome killed an estimated 1,200 people in the Pacific Northwest and Canada. There was another sighting today of the runaway zebra, now being called Z. A resident of the River Bend area near North Bend saw the zebra in their yard this morning. Cameron Satterfield's a spokesperson for the Regional Animal Services of King County, the agency trying to corral it.
So I had just done some research. It's like, how often do animal control agencies have to deal with zebras? You know, we're not used to this. I guess it was a case in Maryland about a year or so ago. It took them 4 months before they found the zebra.
But Satterfield says his agents are hoping to corral Z much sooner than that. Satterfield says the animal's likely scared and could be aggressive. Z and three other zebras escaped from their trailer on I-90 on Sunday en route to Montana. The other three zebras were corralled shortly after. One more note about layoffs today. Northwest Film Forum has laid off nearly half of its staff, according to The Stranger's Vivian McCall. Six people in total will lose their positions from the Capitol Hill Movie House. Executive Director Derek Adamura told The Stranger that the forum is not at risk of closing, but that layoffs are a short-term strategy to avoid long-term financial deficits and any cuts to programming. Next time on Seattle Now, Seattle Times food writer Ton Vinh tells us about the evolution of Vietnamese food in Seattle.
The new Little Saigon is going to shock people. Is Capitol Hill.
All right.
Because the younger generation of Vietnamese, they want to open in Capitol Hill. They don't want to do just bun me and pho.
That's Wednesday morning on the podcast. And that's a wrap from the KUOW Newsroom in Seattle. Our producer's Andy Hurst, and I'm Paige Browning. Seattle Now and KUOW are members of the NPR Network. See ya.